When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This is the Newbie Brothers Podcast, two nerd dads talking about anything and everything. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, make sure to check out the guys on social media. You can find them both on their radio station site. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe so you do not miss another episode. Loading the episode now in 3, 2, 1.
So there's a scary movie I actually saw a trailer for that I'm not going to watch because I had this fear as a kid. It's The Pool in the Backyard's Haunted. Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah, it's like, it starts like the trailer, I feel like I saw it on Paramount or something, but the trailer is the woman or the girl and the guy, they're like, I guess, teen lovers, and they go to the pool at night and they're playing Marco Polo between the two because that's what you do in the pool at night, apparently. Yeah. And so he's like, all right, you close your eyes. Let's play more. So she closed her eyes. She goes, Marco Polo. And then guy's saying it back and forth. And then, like, this thing comes out of the water and grabs the guy and brings him under. And she's like, Marco, Marco. And it shows, like, her. And then it gets closer to her. And then she turns around and the thing's just slowly moving at her. But her eyes are closed. So you don't. And then, like, the pool, like, pulls people down. And, like, I always had a fear that there was a shark in the grate under
same,
the pool.
Same. I remember specifically, I watched the movie Orca.
Seen that movie? Yeah.
So I had watched the movie Orca, and then within a week of that, I was at my cousin's house
and
in
their
pool in the dark.
Yeah.
And I was convinced that this goddamned orca was in this tiny pool.
Which is
pool.
Bigger than the pool itself,
absolutely,
probably. Yeah.
It's absolutely a ridiculous fear. And I wasn't I was 15, so I wasn't a small child.
What was weirder for me was at our public school pool that we would go to for a swim team, the deep end had this, I want to say it was probably like 12 feet deep, but it had this grate at the bottom because, I mean, it's a community pool. Like, sure. It had to, but the grate, like, below it, you couldn't see. It was just dark. I was always convinced there were stingrays in them.
Why?
I don't know. It might have been the Steve Irwin stuff, but, like, I was always convinced there was a stingray in it.
Huh.
And I'm talking, like, I was, like, 16 still kind of thinking it.
That's weird. That's a weird thought.
But, yeah, I was a little worried about it. Like, that wasn't that long ago.
He was just like, that's great.
Yeah, I'm gonna
sting these kids.
Poke you with my tail. Put it right through your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like Steve Irwin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
My cousin got Steve. I'm gonna get you. So what about this? You've seen the Grand Theft Auto trailer?
I have.
You're not really much of a Grand Theft Auto guy.
Not like there were people crying.
I didn't see that, but I get it. You know, because we've been waiting so long for it.
And you're still going to wait even longer because it's still till 2025.
That's typical, though.
I know.
I mean, like, you always see the first teaser 2 years out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I remember...
Well, and I heard they had to drop it because there were some leaks happening.
Yeah.
So the trailer came out a little earlier than anticipated.
Just a few hours early.
Yeah. No, which is fine, but...
I mean, it is fine, but it's also kind of like, you know, let them have their moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just...
You kind of see the same thing with Fortnite. Like, Fortnite can't get anything, like, in the works without people knowing about it, like, a month before it actually
drops. It's a
shame.
I mean, like, just be surprised. You know what I mean?
Like, people were talking about, like, the most recent one now is they added Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles into the game.
I was kind of stoked about that.
I got killed by one last night. I was...
Which one?
Raphael?
Yeah, that's
Red?
My favorite. Yeah.
Red? Yeah, Raphael got me. But what I was pissed off about is I got killed and I said, oh, I didn't know Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were in the game yet. And I went, look, they weren't in the shop. So I Googled it. It's like they were, the creators on Twitch or something were getting codes to let people to go into the shop to buy them early.
Oh, wow.
So like this guy must have done that. And
when did they come out?
The 15th.
Okay.
I almost said 13th. Taylor Swift's birthday. By the way, in case you were wondering.
Today?
No, December 13th. Oh. So she's obsessed with 13.
I was wondering. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking
about. I know you're worried about that.
Like, when's her birthday? I got to get her something.
And if you were wondering, Travis Kelce, not with her. horrible boyfriend.
He's got football practice, yeah. And that's exactly where he needs to be.
I know.
Sir.
Did you see, by the way, because I know you're a Kansas City fan, mm-hmm. did you see someone tweet with the Kadarius Toney incident?
No, what they say?
They said, future Taylor Swift line, thought you were there, but not. But you just tried to own me. Now you're looking like a fool, Kadarius Toney. That's like the running thing is they like make Taylor Swift jokes off that stuff. It was so. I'll find it and send it to you. It was really good.
Yeah, he's having a bad year. He's having a tough time.
Yeah.
Not only is he not able to squeeze the pigskin, he's also lining up offsides. As a Chiefs fan, I thought it was like so whack the way they complained about the referee.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He was so totally offsides.
You mean like Mahomes and all that?
Yeah. He's throwing a fit.
And Mahomes apologized, but
I mean, but still, someone's got to. I mean, like, look. You know, we spent the last year listening to Eagles fans cry about an obvious hold that obviously happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we've listened to them cry about that for a year.
Yep.
And then we're going to cry about something that clearly happened.
Right. Like that photo, there's no arguing.
I saw what was happening. I was like, oh, that guy's offsides.
How do you not?
When you're looking directly at the ball.
You're like, oh, my foot is further than.
Right.
I know. I don't, there's a lot of questions.
You get no sympathy for me on that. And like, it's a shame, but you get no sympathy for me on that. Yeah. Just like you and the truck towing your car. You get no sympathy on that.
You just made me think of another TikTok trend.
Oh, great. That, you spend too much time on TikTok, bro.
I do, man. I have a problem.
You got to get out in real world.
You know what I think half the time when I'm scrolling on TikTok?
What's that?
It's like, what if I took all the hours that I spent just doom scrolling essentially and put it towards learning anything?
Like plumbing, so you could start a school.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we could do all this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, there's another one with this guy. He's got a pretty southern accent, and his joke was that his mom brought all her old Christmas stuff to his house mm-hmm. to help him decorate. And it's all that truck, red truck. With a Christmas tree on the back.
Oh, yeah.
So he goes, look, my mom, I can't even do his accent, but he's like, look, my mom brought all her Christmas decorations, and it's got a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. And then this one, it's a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree.
I know the truck they're talking about.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then he goes,
I can see it in my mind.
And then he goes, and then look, I got this cookie holder.
It's
and
a little
on the
red
back,
truck,
got a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. He, by the way, because I'm very interested in this stuff, is the guys who get their 15 seconds or 15 minutes of fame,
right.
How do you capitalize on it? You know, capitalize on it. Make your money.
Yeah.
So what he did is he came out with an ugly sweater that says little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. And it is. And all of his content from that first few videos that popped off, like 8 million, 10 million, 12 million views, he turned it into this video. I bet you he makes stupid money off of that.
Well, you know, and it used to be a thing where people wanted to buy shirts specifically of things that everybody would recognize the reference. But now it's kind of more
niche.
Like you want people to not recognize the reference except for the specific few people.
I gave my wife's brother this hat that my wife gave to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of pissed I did it because here in town, we have the Players, right? It comes every year, TPC Sawgrass. Because we with the station do a lot of work with them, we get to go there before it opens and try the food, see the shirts and all the stuff that are going to be like $400. And one of the hats, the Players was spelled wrong. So it just said the Plays. And I was like, that's a dope hat.
Yeah.
That like really like people would know it's the Players, mm-hmm. but like how many people are going to look at it close enough to go, wow, that's spelled wrong.
Yeah.
So the lady is like, yeah, you can take it. We're obviously not going to sell it. And I was like, this is sick. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And I gave it to him.
Why'd you do that?
Dude, he gets so many compliments on that. Yeah. They're like, dude, does that say the Plays? Like, it's just the most, like, what? But yeah, man, he loves that hat too. And I couldn't talk him out of giving it back to me. So
why would you give it away?
Because he like we were both like I showed it. He was in town that night, and I was like, look at this. He's like, oh, can I wear it out to the bar? And I was like, yeah, you can have it, man. Like, I don't, you know, I get it. Whatever. Now I wish I hadn't.
Yeah, that whole setup is weird.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let nobody wear my stuff out.
Well, I hadn't even put the hat on. It was still new. Like,
still.
It was still, yeah.
I don't care. It's mine. You're wearing my hat, you freak.
Well, I mean, I don't know, because I hadn't paid for it. I didn't feel like it was mine. I don't know. You know what I mean? No?
No.
First thing for New Year's 2024, is there something specific that you're looking forward to in the year of 2024?
2024 is going to be awful. I can tell you that right now.
Why is that?
It's an election year, number one.
Okay.
So half of everybody's going to hate each other.
Yeah, well, I mean, but we already
do. Half of everybody's going to hate themselves.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be nonstop. Everything's going to be political discourse. You won't even be able to, you know, look at pornography without somebody picking a side. It's going to be terrible.
So just depressing 2024.
Yeah.
There's no excitement?
No.
Not one thing.
No. Like, what's it? Like, what? You got something?
I mean, I've got movies at least.
Like the movie Civil War?
Actually, wait, was it Civil War? There was a movie that
there's a movie called Civil War. That's what it's about. Yeah.
Okay. No, I was thinking, I mean, Joker movie comes out.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Deadpool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah, that's going to be
awesome. You think that's going to be good?
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I am excited about that, too.
The new Beverly Hills Cop looks incredible.
Yeah. So those were the three that were at least named the most, like, anticipated movies of 2024. Uh-huh. 2024, I mean, yeah, other than I don't, like, see a specific moment that I'm like, I'm excited for this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, anything Quinn does growing up-wise, I'm excited. Like, I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, you got a lot of benchmarks coming up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm excited for the first words, steps. First steps, yep. First even crawling. She's not crawling yet. So
she's going to have some friends. She's going to start ignoring you, taking phone calls and stuff.
That's fine. Yeah. Honestly, because then I can get back to video games.
What about resolutions? You got any resolutions?
Get a pay raise.
Good luck with that, sir. I'm sitting on that resolution for 15 years, pal.
You know what was interesting is do you have one?
Resolution?
Yeah.
Nah, I stopped making resolutions a long time ago.
Why?
It's kind of those pointless things. It's like, it's so performative. It's not real. You know what I mean? Like,
but you can make it real.
I mean, but like, do you? You know what I mean?
I do. I mean, I've set the same New Year's resolution since I was 15.
What is it?
Learn to play the guitar.
How's that going for you?
I haven't learned to play the guitar.
That's exactly.
I'm going to do it this year, though.
This is the year.
This is the year, man. Well, I'm telling you.
You really sound like a Jets fan right now.
I don't know. Like, obviously, career-wise, I have goals that I would love to accomplish.
But that has nothing to do with the year on the calendar.
No,
though.
It doesn't really have to do with, like, it has to happen, you know, in Q1 of, you know, business speak. But, I would like to learn the guitar, but that's kind of more because my daughter seems to really enjoy it when I play it.
She will probably learn it before you.
She might. She might. I've been trying for 15 years, so. I've been trying for 15 years. I don't know, man. Like, what do you, like, I would love to travel more, but I already know I have a ton of travel coming. How many weddings do you have this year?
None.
Mm.
Everybody I know is old.
Must be nice, because I've got seven weddings.
That's too many people. I don't even know that many people.
All of which are, like, super far travel.
I don't think I've been to seven weddings in my whole life.
I went to seven last year.
I've never been to, I don't think I've been to seven weddings in my whole life.
I went to seven last year. I got one in Cancun. I got one in Hawaii. I got one in California. I got one in Pennsylvania. You can tell out of those four which one I'm least excited about.
Yeah, Hawaii.
Yeah. And then we got one in the Outer Banks. Yeah, that's at least five that I can name right off the rip. And guess what? They're all within, like, 4 months of each other.
How are you going to swing that financially?
We're going to tell the one in Cancun to get lost. We're going to tell the one in Hawaii.
I'll tell them that in Cancun because they absolutely will, yeah.
We're going to tell the one in Hawaii we can't make it. California, I think I actually might be in that wedding. Mm-hmm. There's a good chance I'm in it, so I probably can't bail on that one. Mm. Outer Banks, my parents are going to be there. So that
plus, it's a drive. It's like a...
California?
No, Outer Banks.
Oh, Outer Banks. It's still a long drive,
like an
though.
8-hour drive?
10.
That's pretty far.
But what we're thinking, like, Nicole's family lives in Raleigh, so we're thinking fly to Raleigh, drive, because that's a family wedding, so my parents couldn't watch Quinn, so we need her parents to at least watch, So we're thinking about, we'll just rent a house and have her parents stay with us. Mm-hmm. And like, as a thank you, be like, because my parents are turning it into like a week vacation thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like, let's just get our own place, have them come. They can take a week vacation with us and help us with Quinn for that, yeah, for the wedding. Pennsylvania one, my parents will be there. So at least we won't have to worry about the house too much. We could probably just stay with them. But yeah, man, like that in itself's like, there goes college for Quinn, like, yeah, to solve this year of traveling for weddings.
She's just going to go to your trade school for free. So,
oh, that's true.
You know, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
So what about 2023 in retrospect? Did you see any great shows that you were?
Shows.
Did you go to any as a?
I'm trying to think. I did go to shows.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the ones I can say without making me sound like a loser. Because like the biggest,
what people think too much, man.
The biggest one I went to was the Jonas Brothers in Tampa. So that's
that's
kind of, probably shouldn't have said that.
Shouldn't have said.
Because my wife and I went to a lot, but we did go to a bunch of Taylor's Place. I just can't think of the ones off the top of my head. I think I went to one at ViStar too. I mean, I went to a ton of Jags games too. Like, I really enjoyed that. Blue October was awesome.
Yeah.
That was Ponte Vedra Concert Hall.
Mm-hmm. Ponte Vedra, great place to see a show.
Oh, yeah. They were great. The Main, I saw them. Mm-hmm. Yellow Card. That's probably got to be the biggest one. Which, by the way, actually, just today, as of recording this, on the 15th, is the actual anniversary of Ocean Avenue.
Oh, wow.
The official anniversary. They dropped a remix with Steve Aoki. I don't know if you've heard it.
Not yet.
It's going to make you upset. Because I know how you were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but it was cool. It was cool. So, what about you?
I didn't go to a lot of concerts this year because of the kid.
Yep.
We did go. We did see Book of Mormon.
Oh, you. Okay.
And that was incredible.
Yeah, we didn't go to any plays.
Yeah, we usually don't. We typically don't, but. You know, the opportunity presented itself, and we went, and it was great. It was so good.
I forgot about Mumford & Sons down in
San Jose. Oh, did you go to that?
I went for the Mumford & Sons night. It was a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I really didn't enjoy that part of it, yeah, but obviously they were great.
Is there any shows in 2024 you're already...
I'm actually really excited for Ripe to come to Underbelly.
Oh, wow.
In
yeah.
February, I think. Uh-huh. I really like them. Pigeons Playing Ping Pong's coming, too. Mm-hmm. Fun jam band.
You know what we were talking about the other day about that Ocean Alley song?
Isn't that a fun song?
It's great, man.
Dude.
I really like
it. It's getting branded as a TikTok song, but I really like it.
No, it's really good.
I really like that song, and I really like the Dury brother sister.
Yeah.
The Who's Laughing Now. I like those two. I think that's who Aaron and I were talking about them yesterday. I really like that Ocean Alley Confidence song.
Man.
That's a fun song. Yeah. Other shows that I'm looking forward to.
You got Fall Out Boy.
Yep, Fall Out Boy is a good one, a big one. That'll be cool because it's Fall Out Boy, Jimmy World, the Main. Mm-hmm. I don't think Games We Play is actually coming through, and I'm a little bit upset about that because I looked at the list for Jacksonville. Games We Play is on their graphic, but they weren't on the list. He's an interesting one that, like, before he was signed to a label, I was trying to get him to play. We were going to get us to play him on the station, and I don't think we ever did. But so I always wanted, like, I always wanted to talk to him just to like see what's up. But I think he delayed his album, so maybe it didn't work with the tour, kind of the way that was working out. Other shows, OAR's coming. They're always a good one down in St. Augustine. Mm-hmm. That's always a good vibe one. I'm sure Dirty Head, Sublime with Rome, and those guys will come through. They always come through every year. Mm-hmm. So I'll like that. I would love to go out to like an Austin City Limits or Bonnaroo. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to be able to swing it with the kid, but I would love to do it from a standpoint of like for the radio station, like go interview people, like just do a whole cool like backstage thing. But I'm thinking that might be 2-3 years down the line when like I can potentially leave for a week and not put my wife in a real situation like taking care of the kid.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's next year. Mm-hmm. Are you have a show next year you're looking forward to? Or a trip or something? Like,
not yet. I mean, there are Mac Lethal's coming, which is exciting.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Oh yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it, man. I'm not, you know, with the kid, I don't get out much, so.
Yeah.
I don't need to.
No.
She keeps me plenty entertained.
They do. So. They're fun, man. Kid, time flies when you're just like laying with your kids. It really does.
Ain't no lie, bro.
Like there'll be days like this weekend. I'm so upset that it's gonna be nasty weather this weekend.
Yeah.
But sitting on the couch with Quinn while she's like, I don't know, sleeping on my chest or something like that, dude, time will go by so fast.
Yeah. Probably because she'd nose off and you don't even know.
yeah. Like, I just watching the Jags game. It's next thing you know, it's 10 at night or something. You know.
Are you gonna go to the playoff game if they have one at home?
Probably.
Yeah.
It would depend on if where we're at, where I'm feeling we're at with Quinn. Like, I wouldn't want to go without Nicole, but obviously we wouldn't be able to pull that off without Quinn coming. And I don't think Quinn needs to be at playoff atmosphere football at that young.
No.
But a little humble flex is we do know somebody there that can get us connections into the club.
Ooh.
So what we usually do for Jags games is we buy the 400 level, like, $30 ticket. They give us the club pass, and we just hang out in the club pass.
Nice.
So, like, the last time we were there, Calvin Ridley's wife was sitting next to us. Like, we were hanging out with her and the kids. We weren't hanging out with them, but it felt like we were because we're, like, right next to them.
Wow.
And it was fun hearing them, like, talk, like, from, like, a, like, family with literally someone playing in the game perspective.
He's awesome, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big fan of his.
Yeah, so.
All right, well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. I'm really...
What would be your one advice you can give everybody going into the new year? Buckle up!
I just say, as a person who's seen and done a lot, just enjoy it, man. Just soak it up, because it goes fast.
Do you have any, what do they call them? You know, like when everyone's like...
Moles? There are a lot of moles.
No, you know, like when you're about to go out to the bar with your friends, and they have like a chant before everybody does a shot or something.
Like a mantra?
Yeah, do you have like a mantra?
Oh no, cheers.
Yeah, like a cheers thing.
Toast.
Yeah, that's exactly the word. Do you have a toast that you can say that will bring us into the new year right now?
Okay, so stealing it from the movie 25th Hour.
Okay,
it's always been my favorite.
Okay,
champagne to my real friends and real pain to my sham friends. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the motto.
Yeah.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.